I got a pal, Chainsaw Sam, who, like a lot of us, works for himself. He lives pretty much hand to mouth, gets paid under the table, probably won't ever receive Social Security. He's a hard worker, does everything from tree removal to deck building, gives an honest day's labor for pretty much minimum wage pay. Sam doesn't complain, but then I don't think it's hit him yet that there'll never be what most of the immigrants of the island have, a retirement. So when Obamacare hit the ground limping last fall, the health insurance half of the country doesn't call by its actual name, the Affordable Care Act, I told Chainsaw he ought to check it out. With his income, he probably would get affordable health care coverage. Sam, being a natural-born libertarian who mistrusts the government, banks, politicians, newcomers, traditional medicine, the media, and dogs that are pedigreed, wasn't sure he would. Maybe, maybe not. Not real sure he needed insurance, Sammy said. I said, they'll give it to you nearly for free. What do you got to lose? Yeah, he said, that's what my mom says, too. Great. So now I'm in the same category as his nagging mom. Look into it, I said. You're who they had in mind when they dreamed this bill up. All you uninsured yahoos. We got to pay for you anyway, so sign up, man. Chainsaw protested that he'd barely been sick a day in his life. Clean living, brother. Clean living. So, of course, 2 days ago, I get the message he's fallen off a ladder, a little 6-foot tumble. Shattered wrist, broken elbow. Emergency room. Ambulance. Medics. No insurance. Operation scheduled. Rehab. Meds. Doctors. Nurses. The lady with the alligator purse. The Lord, it said, helps those who help themselves. Even the government tries. I tried. His mama tried. If ignorance is bliss, okay. Let's see if poverty is too.